Okay, we are continuing. The Inyan of Simcha, and we are on page Nun Beis. And it seems that we're missing a whole bunch of the sheets. I don't know what happened to them. Are you sure? Do you have many more copies? Okay. Well, I don't know where they went. We only have five copies for some reason. I don't know where they went.
Somebody sold them on eBay, maybe.
Yeah, no. Okay, so we're on page Nun Beis. We're up to Ois Yud Dalet. Dalet Yud Dalet. So, this is a quote from the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim says, Kesha'odim mekayim eze mitzvah sasei shabetayra, v'hu mevarech al zeh v'oimer baruch ato Hashem. And we've come upon this concept of the Baruch Ato Hashem numerous times in all various different contexts and formats. But here the Chafetz Chaim is saying that when a person is mekayim any mitzvah in the Torah, and he makes the brach and he says, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shehu midaber im Hashem l'noichach, kedaber ish al re'eyu. So you're speaking in second person, Baruch Ato Hashem. Oy shehu loyme terasai. So the first thing he's saying is that when you mekayim a mitzvah and you make a bracha, you're speaking directly to Hashem, so Hashem is right in front of you. He's opposite you. Or, you're learning Torah. Uvevadei hashchina shayra oz sham. When a person learns Torah, the shchina rests where he's learning. Shal zeh nemar b'chol amokem asher azker hashemi, ovei elecha v'erachticha. Any place that my name will be mentioned, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will come there and I will bless you. Zok the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that what's asher azker hashemi? Asher azker hashemi is referring to someone who's learning Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he stands there, u'verachticha. So the Shechina is in a place where a person is learning. Not only that, v'nichtav dover zeh b'sefer zikaron lefanov, k'may shekasev v'yikasev sefer zikaron lefanov. That when a person is learning, and I'm assuming that he's referring to as well the when you're mekayim a mitzvah as well, it's written down in the sefer zikaron lefanov. So the mitzvahs in the Torah that a person's doing, not only is the Shechina in front of him, as he says, Baruch Atah, not only is the Shechina resting there because he's learning Hashem's Torah, but everything that he's doing is being written down in a sefer to be a shevach and tiferes olamim b'olam haba, a praise and a glory for this person in olam haba. So when a person recognizes that, so a person should be filled with such a joy while he's doing the mitzvah. And it's twofold, it seems, from the Chafetz Chaim. Number one is the very fact that the Shechina is here. And it's interesting because in the Pasuk he brings, uverachticha. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being there, Hashem says, I will bless you. Bechlal, having the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings bracha. We talked about this on Tisha B'Av, the concept of Siluk HaShechina, and having Shechina that it brings bracha. Bar Pnei Melech Chayim, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, that when you're in the light of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you're in the light of the King, that's Chayim, there's life over there. It automatically brings bracha. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a person's Dalet Amos, whether it's when he's mekayim a mitzvah, or whether it's through limud haTorah, so that in itself could bring him to an unbelievable simcha. And then the very fact that whatever he's doing, he's being written down le'olam v'ad le'netzach netzachim for a shevach u'siferes ba'olam haba, there's no greater simcha a person should have when he recognizes that. Uviyoyser, and even more so, says the Chafetz Chaim, kishiyizkar oz shehu zoich ledaber im melekei hashamayim, ki echad mitzvah hamorim. He says an unbelievable thing. He says when a person realizes that he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a malach, A malach is an opportunity. You learn Gemaras and you find malachim talk to Hashem. Malachim say this, malachim go that. Some the good, some not so good. But the malachim went in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zutayra v'zuschara, we said on Tisha B'Av with Rabbi Akiva. Or whatever the malachim have opportunity to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person is having the same opportunity to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's zeicher to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ke'echad mitzvah maroim. Listen to the Lashon of Chavetz Chaim. Haleroi shedomoya tidma einay merev simcha. He should cry from so much joy. He should be crying from so much joy that he has the opportunity to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person recites a bracha, he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person davens, he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malachim talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our hasaga of being able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, okay, malachim, they get that chance. Every one of us has the same chance, like a malach, says the Chavetz Chaim. And if you think about what an unbelievable schus that is, to be able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chavetz Chaim says you should be crying from joy when you realize what a schus you have. Because Vasvaram al Arizal, and we had this brought in other places as well, that he was Zachal Ruach HaKadosh, Sheyesameach B'Simchas HaMitzvah, Yoyser M'Simchas Gan Eden. What that means, I'm not exactly sure, but somehow he had such a simcha and mitzvah, more than Simchas Gan Eden. I'm not sure what Simchas Gan Eden means. Arizal lived here, I'm not sure exactly what Simchas Gan Eden means, but we had before numerous times that we brought from the Arizal, the Lashon, it's interesting, on the page before, or two pages before, the way the Charedim brought the same Arizal, he says, B'schar she'semeach b'tzias kol mitzvos, simcha g'daylo la'ein tachlis. So I don't know which one is the exact, the quote from the Arizal, but the idea is the same, that it was from his simcha b'mitzvos that he was zeicha to Ruach HaKadosh. So we have over here this concept of a person realizing what he's doing with a mitzvah, what he's accomplishing with a mitzvah, how the mitzvah and its glory is going to stay written down in his name, Lo'olam Vo'ed, and he's able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a malach. So then it brings an unbelievable simcha. You know, I think, I forgot who they say it from. They say that the difference between tefillah and liman ha-tayra, it's a little different than what Chavetz Chaim is saying, that when tefillah, a person talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person learns tayra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to him. So if you think about it that way, you know, how much even greater the simcha is when a person is learning Torah. Not just I get a chance to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually talks to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to me. When I learn Torah, there's certain hasagas I'm getting that I'm getting directly from the Ravina Shalom. There used to be Gedalim who used to sit down to their Gemara, Amar Abaye, they would say, Zok the Ravina Shalom. Hashem says, Amar Abaye. So it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to the person. It's an unbelievable thing. And the truth is, we mentioned this other times as well, especially when it comes to Limud HaTorah. And if you think about it, the Arizal here said this Lashon, before it said, again, just to contrast the two Lashonos, over there it says, Niftechu Lo'i Shari HaChachma V'Ruach HaKadosh, and here it says, Zocha L'Ruach HaKadosh. So we pointed out once that the truth is that every person really gets a certain concept of Ruach HaKadosh, certain me'ain of Ruach HaKadosh. Atachainin l'adam das. Das, Rashi says numerous times in Tanakh, means Ruach HaKadosh. So what does it mean? Atachainin l'adam das. Chaneinu mitchadeya. Ruach HaKadosh. What Ruach HaKadosh am I having? So Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita, the famed Mekubah from Yerushalayim, says that he asked this question to his Rebbe, Yibaldam Echaim L'Chaim, Reb Zundel Kreuzer, Zichrayna Levracha. He asked Reb Zundel, Reb Zundel was, Reb Gamliel is not such an old person. I don't know if anyone here met Reb Gamliel, he's not such an old person, 60s, maybe early 70s. Reb Zundel was a good 20, 25 years older than him. Reb Zundel used to come to Reb Gamliel's house to learn with him. I was once in Eretz Yisrael, and I went to visit Reb Gamliel. God wasn't taking people at that time, but I told him who my shver was very close with him, so when they told me to go there at a certain time, he's going to finish his charusa, someone told me, if you're lucky, you'll get to see Reb Zundel leaving building the house. So punk that day, Rabbi Gamliel, I think it was on a Wednesday or a Thursday, he always gives a shiur somewhere in Bells or somewhere, he gives a shiur. So he wasn't home. I met him on the way out of the taxi. But he writes in his sefer that he asked Reb Zundel, he says, what, every person asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me Ruach HaKadosh? Like, what? Well, what's going on over here? So Reb Zundel said, you're making a very big mistake. He says, when a person learns Torah, and he has, and he works, and he toils in Torah, and he understands Torah, that's begedder Ruach HaKadosh. It's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's begedder Ruach HaKadosh. We think Ruach HaKadosh is, you know, we see the future, and you see what's going on the other side of the world, and you see things that are going to happen. It's all exciting, very exciting things, Ruach HaKadosh. But that's not only what Ruach HaKadosh means, and that's probably not the purpose of Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach HaKadosh means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit rests upon the person and gives him hasagas. And this is even an hasagas of Torah. And that's what Reb Zundel said. Reb Zundel said, you ever sat down at a piece of Gemara, and you learn that you can't make heads or tails of what's going on. You don't, can't figure it out. So you close up shop, the next morning you open it up, and you look at your Gemara, and everything just like falls right into place, makes perfect sense. So you have terutzim last night, you have a clear head, you know, this one, this, Zakhtar Zundel, it's very simple. Yesterday you weren't zoicha to that level of Ruach HaKadosh to understand it, and this morning, whether it's because you had nocha tefila, or two tefilas, or chaneinu meit chadeya, another time of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whatever the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt, now you're going to get. And that's the vart that, you know, sometimes when you're learning, all this nothing, it's not going, and all of a sudden everything clicks together. Like, what happened? You know, you're thinking, you think it through another time, you think it through another time, and all of a sudden it clicks. Like, what was the click? What was the click? It's not really a logical thing. It's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a matana of Hasagas in Torah, and therefore we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's we also say in Slichas, V'ruach kachecho al tikach mimeni. Ruach Kodesh, every person asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't take away my Ruach HaKadosh. I say, where my Ruach HaKadosh? The same thing, it's all in Torah. In Torah is all Ruach HaKadosh. And if a person understands what an unbelievable schus it is to sit and learn Torah, Baruch Hashem's talking to me, Baruch Hashem's giving me Ruach HaKadosh, so how could you not be filled with Simcha? How would you not be filled with Simcha? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only talking to you, he's giving you Ruach HaKadosh. All of these schusim are all a source that a person should have, be full of simcha. Now, I want to skip a couple of pieces. We'll come back to them. I just want to go to, if you turn the page or whatever, the next page, Nun Dalid, in Ois Yud Ches, and then we'll go back to the ones that we skipped in the middle because those go together. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure if there's always like a seder here that's going on in the sefer. Sometimes you watch the progression of it, and sometimes it's lav dafka. So I'm not 100% sure why certain things go certain places. But in Yud Ches, he's quoting the Yisayid V'Sharash HaAvodah, and he's going on the bracha of Shaloya Sani Goy. Bebirka Shaloya Sani Goy. Yitain Ha'adam Alibay Goydel HaSimcha V'Achedva. And the reason I want to do it here, because it's, again, the inyan of a bracha, but specifically the bracha recite every morning, Shaloya Sani Goy. So we say, we give, Yitain Adam Alibo Goydel HaSimcha V'Achedva, V'Meshe Yatzar U'Bara Yisei HaYitzar V'Abayir Yisparach B'Seich Adas B'nei Yisrael Am Kadosh HaYisraeli. A person should be filled with simcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him in part of Klal Yisrael. V'lo yotzer uvara yisei bein am mino amim, v'ya oivir u'mishtacha v'lefesel u'maseichel u'voleitz yiskoid, and if he would be created amongst the Umas Ha'ilam, probably, I mean, a person has Bechira, and he always could change, and he could always believe in Hashem, but it's more mistaber, he'd go along with the rest of them, serving Avodah Zarah, bowing down to pieces of bull eitz, is like a shtick of wood, a piece of wood, a beam of wood, yiskoid, he'll bow down, v'lo ha'ya yodea klal mehaboyri yisparach, and he wouldn't know anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam lo yhoyo yoydea klal mi teirosei HaKadosho, umigvuroisov, v'nifloisov, v'chachmosei ha'niflo. And also, he wouldn't know anything about the Torah. The Torah HaKadosho, he wouldn't know the gvuros of Hashem, the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sh'anachnu am kadosh yoydim et teirosei HaKadosho, sh'nosan lonu v'loy la'macher. So the concept, again, this is similar to what we've been talking about, not just the concept, he's bringing out two ideas here. Number one is the concept of being born a Yid and not being an Oyved Avodah Zarah, not knowing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the second Prat, which fits in what we're talking about, is the Torah. He wouldn't have known anything from the Torah. What's in the Torah, the Limud HaTorah, Asher Nasan Lanu V'loy Lamacher, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and he didn't give it to anyone else. V'lo Eich Lo Yivar Levada Mamish Ke'esh. Person, how is it possible? A person's heart shouldn't be burning with fire. He should be full of such simcha that he has this chus, which is in little pieces here, connected to what we've been talking about, of the chus of doing mitzvahs, the chus of learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. All of that is nichlal, not just in Baruch Atah Hashem, and not just in the Limud HaTorah, but every morning that when a person recites the bracha, Shelo Yasani Goy, it's all nichlal in that as well, and that's a place, if a person is looking for a place, to have the kavana of where I have this chusim in the Asiyas HaMitzvah, in the Torah, here you could capsulize it in the bracha, Shelo Yasani Goy. Okay, now if we'll go back to these couple of pieces in the middle over here, back to Tezvav. And these are three different pieces quoted from Rav Volba, Zichrona Livracha, in three different places in different chalakim of the Svarim. So he says like this, Simchas ha-mitzvah b'mitzvahs malkoi zuhi kol ha-tairah kula. A person rejoicing in a mitzvah, the mitzvah of his king, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zuhi kol ha-tairah kula. That capsulizes the entire Torah. Why? He says, "Besimcha ba ha'hiskarvus lidei bitui goli." A person has a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has hiskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes it's hidden in him. And the way a person expresses that he has this connection is through simcha. Vadois ha'leiv be'munasei misgala besimcha. Again, this what he has in his heart, whether it's his emunah, whether it's his iskarvus, everything that's happening in a person's heart, that he feels a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is revealed when a person is besimcha. And he says the interesting thing, you know, hanigun v'harikud avaydahem. It's not such a litvishe type of thing over here. But the dancing and the singing, or the singing and the dancing, those are avayda, they're an avayda. Bechinus shel dveikus b'lekei Yisrael. They're ways of a person connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, Kamarochuk musuk zeh shel simcha. We are so far from really understanding this true joy that shows a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that reveals this inner joy that reveals our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rikud v'nigun mehabilui ha-poshet v'harek. We have dancing and singing. Mehabilui hapashut. Bilui means recreation. I had to look that up. Mehabilui hapashut is a fancy modern Hebrew word. V'harek asher mechanin oisei hayoyim b'shem simcha. He says, what they call today simcha is emptiness. It's nothing. It's simple. There's no depth to it. There's emptiness. People think it's they call it joy, they call it happiness, they call it dancing around, they call it singing, but it's not real. It's not showing the inner of the person. It's not being megala the inside of the person. Luzachinu, if we would be zaycha, hayinu shayavim emuna v'chizuk merekude simchas mitzvah. We would be able to draw such emuna and chizuk from the dances of simchas mitzvah that we have. Hargosha shel kirvas Hashem oisa misayireres techshiro machol. Emotions of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be awakened in us from the singing and from the dancing. We would have a she'ifah l'ruchnias. It would push us. We would have goals. We'd have goals for ruchnias. Ulitaris halev oisa neitzeres boisa shah would be created that moment. And it wouldn't be finished. The next morning you wouldn't wake up and last night's dance was gone and it's a memory from the past and all that you have left is a little bit of, Charlie horse a little bit from jumping around. That's not, it'd be something. The next morning's davening, your mitzvahs, it would be a person who would get such chizuk from Ruach HaKadosh, from the simcha. And he says there then in the little brackets right under it, Bizei Yesh Lahavin, this is I think Rabbi Four speaking, Mashamru Chazal Simchas Beis HaSheva Shemisham Shoyavim Ruach HaKadosh, that it was such a Dveikus Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu, what was going on there, that they would be able actually to draw on their Ruach HaKadosh. Yoina HaNavi received his Ruach, his Nevuah from the Simchas Beis HaSheva. It was a certain, Rav Zichron Levracha used to talk about this, what a chasana in his days looked like when he was a bacher. What a chasana looked like, how the Olam would dance. He would say, not like the horse dancing that goes on today, jumping and kicking and zakin and this and that. He says there was a real, not just, there was a real simcha with everyone involved, and the way he would say it was, the chasana looked different. There was the chasin would say Torah, and there would be speeches of Torah. Then they'd sing some more, and then there would be another Dvar Torah. He says, you know, now it's far and few between. The Telzers are very big in having drushes by chasinas. They're very big in having a drusha by a chasana. But it used to be, that's what it was. It was, you know, it was like we would have like a simchas, you know, like a einig yontif or einig shabbos, or have a nilas achag, avart, another song, a fast song, a dveikastika song, a little latansel, this. That's what it was. And that's something sometimes we could tap into. Sometimes Yom Tov time, we have such a thing. People have a kumzitz here or there. And every once in a while, you feel that type of dveikus that comes from it. He said, that's what a chasana used to look like. He used to say as a joke, it's in Yana Dayim, he used to say that by a chasana, there's an Isser Liber HaTaira, even more than there is Tisha B'Av. Because on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to learn at least Dvarim Haroim. But now by a chasana, there's mamasha iser limud ha-taira. Nobody says one word of Taira. Nobody says anything. He used to say that you can't even hear yourself think anymore. You can't blame anyone for not saying any Taira. He says you can't hear yourself sing. The band is so loud that Pashat, he says it's a conspiracy because all the band people, all the band members wear earplugs. So it's got to be a conspiracy, he says. But he said that he used to make a very, he always say this joke, he'd say he never chapped. He says, I'm sorry, he says in Mitzrayim, there were the Makkas. So Tzvardeya, it says, the Tzvardeya used to make a lot of noise. The Tzvardeya, tons of noise. The Mitzrayim couldn't hear themselves think. It was like shattering. And the Yehudin was all quiet. So he says, what's Pshat? The Rebbeinu Shem had to bring Tzvardeya to make all that noise. There were no Jewish bands yet. The Jewish band, he wouldn't need Tzvardeya, just have a Jewish band. So he said, but then he used to say, it's Melamed Zchus. He holds it's the Chavetz Chaim's fault. He holds it's the Chavetz Chaim's fault that you can't hear yourself think at a chasana and you can't talk to anyone without becoming hoarse and screaming. He says, why? Because the Chavetz Chaim wants the gula to come already. He says, the problem is, Lashon Hara is makiv the gula. He says, what happens when you sit around with people? So invariably, you start talking and schmoozing, you end up chas shom by Lashon Hara. So Chavetz Chaim said, Rebbein Shom, I have an eitzah. At every chasana, I'll make it nobody can hear the other person, and finish, and there will be no Lashon Hara and finish. So he blames the Chavetz Chaim, he used to say, for this thing. So, but this is the idea of, you know, that there's this, from Simcha, from the Shira, from the Rikud, from the Machal, a person could come to some type of Ruchnias. Now, if you go to the next paragraph, he says, Me'olam, now this is a quote from his Sefer, called Adam Bikar. Adam Bikar was a small little sefer. Someone borrowed from me. I can't remember whom. Who borrowed it? Someone here in town borrowed it from me years. Oh, no, I think I remember who it is. Borrowed it from me every few years. He reminds me that he has it. But it was a little. It's a little sefer about this big that he wrote a toldos on Rabbi Rucham. Toldos on Rabbi Rucham. I think he wrote it even anonymously. I don't think he put his name into it, Ravolbo, like all his other svarim as well. So he writes over there, Ma'olam l'yamish mizichreinenu yoyim simchas teire etzalmayu v'rabi agayin Rabbi Rucham imir. She'yoyimer divrei his oirus v'spailus atzuma. He would say, unbelievable awakening his oirus. And every end of each paragraph was like a rhyme. It ended off with Ashreichem Yisrael. He would sing and dance. His hands were lifted to Shemayim. And then when he finished, he would go down, and he would dance some more. People were pashut crying from these holy feelings and emotions that were just coming out of them from seeing this unbelievable maimed. Umaneder hamara hazeh, how beautiful this was. Asher meyos talmidav, hundreds of his talmidim, uveneam gedoy loylam, roiktim bevechiyu v'shiris, crying and singing. Asher Moiri v'Rabbi Atzmai Karei Pam B'Saych Maimer Yisairus. So he says, Rabbi Yeruchim once said, in the middle of a Maimer, Eini Yodea Mayoyser Chaviv Levaira Olam. I'm not sure which is more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Kippur Shalanu, or Simchas Torah. Is it the fear and the Tahara of Yom Kippur of Ne'ilah, or is it the Regesh and the Simcha that a person gets on Simchas Torah? I don't know which one the Rabbeinu Sham loves more. And the Yisai that he was trying to bring out, and it was obviously very clear, is we have Yisairus, Ne'ilah, Kol Nidre, Yom Kippur is a day of Yisairus, a person connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a regish of Tahara, there's a regish of Iskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rabbi Ruchim was saying, the way that he set up Simchas Torah, there was also the same idea that was, he says, I'm not sure which one was even, which one HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more beloved to him. And just one last paragraph, and we'll end with that. And this is again, this is from the next Sefer of Ali Shur. So this is now he's trying to bring this into Lemaisa. L'chol echad meitanu yesh tam beiza mitzvah. He says, every person has a certain mitzvah that they have a connection with. They have a geshmak in it. They have a tam. In belimud, some people it's more in their learning. In betzvila, in beshabbos, in bechesed. Every person has a mitzvah that talks to them. So, l'chol ha'pachas ba'oise mitzvah nishtadu lo'ere simcha mitis. So Rav Elba says, at least take advantage of what's talking to you. And what's talking to you, the Netziv writes in the end of Parshas Shlach, that when a person has a netia towards a mitzvah, it's because his neshama is saying that that's part of your tikkun. This is part of your connection. Ha'ilech achar darchei libcha. It's a pasuk in Keheles. And the Netziv builds a whole mimer on this, and he says that there's all different types of mitzvahs in the Torah, and all different types of people in the world. And you see, to this person, he's big into lamdas, and this one's into bekiyas, and this one's into chesed. It's been stuck. You know, you ask the guy from Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, what's the biggest mitzvah in the Torah, Lashon Hara? And the guy from, when you talk to Rabbi Zon, you know, Chevra Kadisha, and you talk to this one, and it's Misaskim. What's the pshat? I mean, why is it? Teretz is every neshama of Adi, you have to keep all 613 mitzvahs. But to do each one of every 613 mitzvahs as the only mitzvah in the world, it's almost impossible. People have their certain mitzvah, so to speak, that's their mitzvah. Not to the exclusion, but this is their mitzvah. Of course they keep other mitzvahs. But this defines them. Why? It says, because you got to follow your heart. You got to follow your heart. If you have a netiyah towards a mitzvah, it's your neshama talking to you. If your heart tells you, go outside of Torah, go outside the box, that's already what Kairach decided to do. He also looked for new... Outside the box is a different problem. But in the box, find your heart. So at least in the mitzvahs that are talking to you, a person has to work to try to awaken a joy. Think about, Hashem commanded me this mitzvah. Through it we're connected. Says Rav Elba, of course, trying to be ma'ir simcha and really getting a joy out of a mitzvah is a long, drawn-out process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not easy to come to such emotions and feeling. And not always is everybody or any person necessarily actually going to reach it. But even trying and learning and trying to accustom yourself and trying to teach yourself to be ba'ir that simcha, in it itself is a big tayelis, which we talked about last week, that the yisayit is not always where you're getting, just the fact that you're doing it, adam la'amal yulot, it's the amelis itself that also, that was on Matei Arayin, that was the prachim, that the amelis itself is also something very big. So Rav Elba says, avada, take the mitzvahs that you're connected with and try to be ma'oyer this simcha. It's going to take time, it's going to take zman, you may not even get there, but being, just working on it itself is also te'elis rabbah. And Bez Hashem, a person will be Zaycha that will have Simcha v'mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here. Next.